The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, back with me for the Tech Takeover. And this week, of course, it is International Fraud Awareness Week. And we've teamed up with Bank of Ireland to help educate and inform how to protect our online profiles and land the simple message, stop, think, check. So, Jess, we're talking about scams, is that right?
We're talking about scams. Normally, I come in going, too long, didn't read, here's what you need to know. You need to pay attention because even when I've been flitting around online over the last few days, the amount of scam ads I'm seeing on social media is bananas. And I think what's really scary, and we've touched upon this before, but they've grown in terms of sophistication. So, for example, if you are someone like me who uses Instagram an awful lot, every now and then an ad might pop up, you know, in between your stories or on your main feed for a product. It could be a bag that looks very similar to a designer bag, but it's a fraction of the cost.
Yeah. They all, and Murphy's Kildare, Jones Dublin, Grace's Cork. They all have this kind of
localized feel.
Localized feel, an Irish name and a place, and someone in a kind of a McGee looking kind of tweed jacket or something.
They have their targeted scamming down to a T.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of that.
And then you click through and
it's all the tweed jackets you see.
That's what you're after.
On Instagram, yeah.
Such a country boy. When you click through, you think, God, this looks like a legitimate website because, you know, the prices are coming up in Euro. I can click through. But then when you look for small little telltales, and they are small little telltales, there are some things that I would advise everyone to do because these scams are so prevalent. Number one, is, and this is always a good way to go, you know when you look on a website, and this is hard to do on your phone, but just pay attention, you know where it says www.whateverthewebsiteis.com or .ie?
Yeah.
Before the www dot, look for the HTTPS. So you're looking for websites that have the S. So that's the secure back end of the website.
Yes.
That little S will indicate if the payment page on a website is secure or not. And very often that is an instant way to identify if it's something is a legitimate website or not. The next thing I would suggest is to go on to any website that pops up and go to the About Us page. If you go to the About Us page and if it is in a language that's not, you know, so say for example, if a business is purporting to be for Longford, but if you click through and it's either in language or is not localized to Longford, if the About Us page isn't reflective of what you expect, and if there isn't an Irish telephone number, those two things would be an instant red flag for me in terms of verifying if a business is legitimate. Third thing that I would always recommend, I don't know if you would ever do this, but if I'm buying from a business online for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Trustpilot.
Oh, what's Trustpilot?
Do you not use Trustpilot?
So obviously not.
Ah, Kieran, come on. So Trustpilot is a website where consumers can go on and verify not only the legitimacy of a business, but also rate their experience of a business
as well.
But how
can you verify the ratings on Trustpilot?
You'd go,
who's policing the police, Jess?
You always have to find problems with everything. No, this is something that they do work to verify. They do, you do have to put in your email address and verify that you're a human being and that it's not, you know, your dad's business or something like that that you're giving a rate to. And it's a good indication if there are swarms of comments underneath a particular business's page that says, you know, the delivery never arrived, my card was skimmed after placing an order, anything like that, just walk away. And I know that it might sound like a strange thing for me as a tech correspondent to say, but pick up the phone or call in and try and verify, speak to a human being if you can and verify that a business is legitimate before you put a single cent into any form of website. It's also worth noting that a lot of banks now are offering virtual cards and will also send you notifications to verify if and when you are putting your details into the back end or onto the checkout page of a website to verify that a purchase is legitimate. Just be super careful. The scammers are so sophisticated. I had a woman on Tech Talk a few months ago who thought she was buying from actual Dunn stores, but she was on a scam website. They had cloned the entire Dunn Stores clothing website, and it was only when she didn't get a verification email that she copped it was
and
a scam.
And is there any other way she could have copped it before that?
So I ended up doing something similar in that I had typed in Dunn Stores into Google and I clicked on the first website that appeared, and it was actually a sponsored post. So the only thing that she could have done really is just verify the URL, so the website address, because there was a slight typo in terms of the scam Dunn Stores website versus the legitimate one. So you do have to be eyes wide open. I would also be super careful about clicking on the websites that appear as a sponsored post at the top of the Google results, because we know, because October was Cybersecurity Month, that scammers are now putting money behind false websites to get that key ranking placement on the top of Google search results to scam people.
So skip through those first couple of results that have ad or whatever it is beside them, or spawn. What's this beside them? Something.
It's usually ad or a sponsored post and that kind of stuff. What I recommend you do is physically type in. It might take you an extra 7 seconds out of your life. Physically type in the URL, and as I said, go to the About Us page, look for the S, and don't put your card details in unless you are 100% sure.
Yeah, I just typed Nike in, I know it popped into my head, and the first three are sponsored. Now, they all look fairly legit, but your point is, if I was looking for something else, don't click on those first three. Go down to the next one,
which doesn't have
sponsored written beside it.
Just be careful. Just be eyes wide open. And the thing is, this could be overly cautious, but I would much rather be overly cautious than scammed out of my money.
I do everything, Jeff. Jess is saying, says this listener, ooh, I always go to Trustpilot first and I go straight to the 1-star reviews. If it's too good to be true, it generally is.
Correct.
Another listener says, anyway, I mentioned it is International Fraud Awareness Week. It's why we've been talking about that, because we've teamed up with Bank of Ireland to help educate and inform how to protect our online profiles and land the simple message, stop, think, check. Or put more simply, do what Jess does, according to that. Listener, what is your tech rec this week, Jess?
This is something that I think it's been on our mind. I know we've been talking about it here in the office as well. Obviously, the weather has gotten very, very cold. And for those of us based in Dublin City, there's an app that St. Vincent de Paul posted about online. And I've been looking into it. It's put together by the Dublin Region Homeless Executive, and it's called Dublin Rough Sleeper Alert App. And St. Vincent de Paul posted it on their social and encouraged people over the coming days, particularly during this cold snap, if they do see somebody out on the streets, to download this app, report the location so that they can connect that person with supports and keep them safe during this very cold snap. It is free. As I said, it's called Dublin Rough Sleeper Alert. Put the app on your phone and just do your bit if and when you can.
All right, that's a worthy tech rec this week. What's your tech tip?
Everybody is shimmering over to Blue Sky. Are you on Blue Sky yet?
I have a Blue Sky account, but I'm resistant to move because I just don't think that we should all so-called right-thinking people all gather somewhere and slap ourselves in the back in a big circle jerk. Aren't we all amazing?
But we are.
No, I think you need to expose yourself. Full stop. No, I think you need to expose yourself to other people's views and to the views of people who disagree with you.
Whatever about the views, some people are now flocking to Blue Sky because they don't want to be supporting Elon Musk in his endeavours. We did a deep dive into Elon Musk last week. I have seen a ton of people taking to other social platforms with their Blue Sky tags. If you want to be in on that train, set up your account. Again, it's free. It's nice. It's not a million miles away from what Twitter once was. But get on it now.
All right. That is Jess's tech tip this week. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. We'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.